some awesome amateur golfers now. Joey Nichols of Little Rock, Wes McNulty of Whitehall. And okay, boys, the practice round is over. How was it?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, the golf course is obviously, as advertised, just a 10 out of 10 and, you know, in unbelievable shape. And so it was good to get out there and kind of get some of the butterflies out and get a practice round in around it and walk it without too much fatigue. So that's kind of the first – that's the hard part about it.
Wes?
It was a success for me just because I walked 18 holes here.
You were able to finish.
Oh, the elevation differences is dramatic. It's a beautiful place. It's just the golf course just fits into the surroundings so well. Really enjoyed my time here.
And you talk about elevation. Is that key if you haven't played this course before as far as getting your yardages down? You know, if it's a little windy, but then you got this big elevation drop and it's 180, you could be hitting a wedge to a 7. You know, just getting your irons right.
I think that that's going to be one of the biggest challenges this week. The elevation on all these holes, you've got extreme uphills, extreme downhills. You know, it's going to make two and sometimes three clubs difference.
What were the greens rolling at today?
I would say probably 10.5.
10.5.
Something like that,
yeah.
I think.
You think they will be faster?
I think they could get them faster.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a challenging speed as it is right now with all the slope in the greens. But I played out here a couple weeks ago when they were rolling, I'd say, a foot or so maybe faster than they are now. So, you know, with the weather, they may get them a little quicker.
Joey, what happened on number one tee today when you guys stepped up there? And obviously you're playing with two college kids that play for the University of Texas. But old Pard over here just poked it by him, didn't he?
As expected. you know, my game, I know, and kind of I come prepared in these events that I'm going to get, you know, pretty much everybody in the
– And you're going to be getting the hit first into the greens just like me?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the bad part about hitting first into the greens out here is a lot of times you've walked up a hill, you're slightly out of breath, and it'd be great to be the fourth guy in the group hitting, not the first.
Right.
Yeah, my son told me, whatever, don't win the hole. You definitely have to catch your breath and get a little oxygen before you tee off.
Yeah.
Now, neither one of your wives are pregnant, I hope. But what do y'all think about Hunter Mahan leaving as he's up? We talked about this earlier. And, you know, it's a tournament where if you win, you get over $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's worried about the money.
I know. Okay, so let's say you're somebody like Ken Duke, who has played for a while but never broke through. He had only had like 175 grand this year in winnings, and he's up, you know, two going into that third day. What do you do?
I'll let you answer that one.
Is my wife listening?
I don't think Jamie's I don't know.
And I tell you this, I say with your winnings, you know, we're going to have a private jet for you. When this thing's over with, we'll take you right there to the hospital.
I believe I would go. Yeah. I know I would go. I have my son over here with me right now, and he's caddying for me this week. But I would definitely leave.
That's awesome. That's cool. What, how much does that mean to you to have your son out here with you?
It means
cool.
The world. Yeah. I couldn't believe, you know, how good he was reading the greens. His eyes are a lot better than mine are, obviously. And he's in shape. He plays all the sports you used to play. Well, he doesn't play football, but he does. And he's in really good shape after playing 30 basketball games this summer.
Right.
So, he doesn't have any problem out here.
Sweet. That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah. What's the mindset now for you two? Joey, I know you're no stranger to big-time amateur events. You qualified for the USAM a couple of years ago, also the Mid-Am in that same year. So you're used to this stage. But this tournament, I would put it right behind the USAM in prestige in the world.
Well, you know, we were talking about that a couple weeks ago. I mean, it's just been probably 10 or 11 days ago that I found out I got in. And, you know, for me, playing in the U.S. Amateur 2 years ago was the absolute peak, pinnacle, highlight of my golfing career. But I almost put this on an equal because it's in my hometown, probably the second biggest amateur golf tournament, arguably, in the world. And playing it in your own backyard where your friends and family can come out and watch you play, this is as good as it gets for me.
The game plan from now until you tee off tomorrow, first for U.S., what is it? Go hit a couple of balls, work on some things, or relax?
I need a wheelchair right now.
Somebody
can wheel me, get a little oxygen bottle. Maybe I can make it back to my truck and make it back to Whitehall.
Sprain something or break something, and then you could have the handicap cart for the rest of the rounds.
I do. I need the what was his name? Casey
Martin.
Yeah, Casey Martin. Yeah, I need the – the handicap cart.
Now, is this format, y'all played in a lot of these amateur tournaments as far as high-profile amateur tournaments. Is this format the only one, like this Trey and I were talking about this, is this the toughest format that you play in?
I'd say absolutely. I think even back when I first, you know, heard the Western Amateur was coming to Little Rock and, you know, started going through the process of, you know, putting a resume together to try to play, I really had no idea that I knew that it was match play at the end because I had kept up with, you know, there was a former Razorback that won it a couple years ago.
Ethan Tracy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, kind of following that. But I guess I didn't realize it was four rounds of stroke play and then four, you know, for the lucky two guys to play
cut
the finals.
Cut after two rounds, though, right?
Yeah, cut after two rounds and then another cut after four rounds and then 16 players go. So, that, I mean, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
Unlike any other, it's basically like two golf tournaments if you make it all the way through.
You two have been able to play this course. This is not the first time you've been out here to play it. But for those who have never had a chance to come out here, and this might be their only chance this week, what would you say to them that would make them want to make the drive to the ranch, park, get that patron badge, and get out here and watch some world-class golf?
Well, I would say, I've had the chance to go see Augusta National, and this property, this golf course, is absolutely one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. And you know, to have it in West Little Rock and an opportunity to come out and see some of the, you know, the best players in the world play golf. I mean, you may come out here and watch the next Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods. There's probably a good chance you're going to see some guys that are going to win majors that are out here playing in this event. So put all those together, I think. It's just an unbelievable event.
Is there anybody that y'all have seen in the two kids y'all played with today or anybody y'all seen out here that I don't know or Trey doesn't know that you see this strikes the ball well or that you think they kind of might have it already?
Oh, we were out here so early, we really didn't get to see
I didn't
see
know how much y'all
people,
been but, mingling with all the other players, yeah.
There was a group behind us today that there was one hole that was 376 yards, I believe, number 13. Is that right, Joey? You know, I think I had maybe 70 yards into the green. This guy's basically pin high.
Bubba Watson style.
Yeah. Oh, it just, you know,
or
there's guys.
The Quiros? Am I saying it right?
Yeah. Quiros.
Quiros.
Yeah.
Quiros.
Yeah, they're, you know, there's these kids just hit it so far. And you know, the way they hit drivers is really amazing, but they hit irons so far. You know, that's one thing I've never been able to do. I can hit a driver out there pretty good sometimes, but I can't hit 9-iron from 160. And, you know, these guys are hitting 9-irons from 160.
Right.
And but, again, that's going to be the biggest challenge this week is figuring out which clubs to hit to get pin high. You have to be within, Joey, 15 feet. To have legitimate putts.
I think so.
Birdie putts.
Yeah. I mean, every green has got quadrants that you've got to be within, and if you're short or long, left or right, more than you know, you're just going to have almost, sometimes you're going to have impossible shots, no chance to get up and down, and other times, you know, maybe you get lucky and have a chance.
And I guess that's the defense of this course. I mean, obviously you two have played it before. They tightened in the fairways a little bit, kind of you know, made it a little bit more of okay, you need to hit it straight as opposed to you can miss it a little right or left. But the greens this week, is that going to be the defense of this course, you think?
I think absolutely. I think the greens, you know, I'm sure that, I mean, they've got, you know, three or four, unbelievably difficult pin placements on every hole. So I think the greens are definitely the defense.
Wes, okay, go ahead. I got one more question for Wes before we have to let them go and recoup and maybe get a massage or something.
They're in AC right here.
Telling. But, Wes, earlier we – you know, Matt brought up the Hunter Mahan story, and I have it on good authority that you left to go duck hunting right after someone was born.
My wife is listening.
Uh-oh.
Apparently she when Jake was born, I left shortly after to go duck hunting. But I was there for the birds.
That's right.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
Right. Did you bag any ducks that weekend, too?
We had a great hunt.
Good. So everything worked out.
Everything was perfect.
And I, as Trey was asking y'all about the greens, I wanted to ask you, do you divide the greens in halves, in thirds? Or because you're saying that is a defense. So when you look at it and knowing that there can be some tough pin placements, you don't want to get on the wrong side, how many quadrants are, you know, how do you divide the greens up to know what side you want to miss it?
That's the hard thing. To me, one of the biggest challenges, the fairways can't so much for me. You have uphill lies, you have downhill, side hill lies, and then the greens can't a lot too. So if the pin's back left and you've got a hook lie, you've got to land the ball 20 or 30 feet right, withdraw, spin, just to keep it in that quadrant.
Right.
And, that's one thing that I'm definitely not used to, and Joey's probably the same way, is most of the lies that we get here in Arkansas are fairly level lies.
Yeah.
And so you've really got to play, you got to get lucky and guess the right club and how much you think you're going to work the ball left or right. And then when it hits, it's going to spin. You know, that's the thing. You know, if you come up 5 yards short in some places with the wrong kind of spin, you're going to end up down the fairway.
Yeah.
So after you've hit a good shot, there were numerous occasions like that today that we hit the ball, you know, in the right quadrant of the green, like you were talking about. But once it takes the spin and the slope takes it off, you know, you're 30 or 40 feet from the hole.
What's
again.
Is 16 the par 3?
Mm-hmm, great
okay.
hole.
I think yeah. 16, I was above the pin, you know, 20 feet, 30 feet. I putted it off the green. You know, downhill putt.
Absolutely.
Don't think I hit it that hard, but it goes off the green, almost into the hazard, into that creek right there. Yeah.
That's right.
What did the Texas boys say after the round today? What were their impressions of the course?
I think, you know, it was interesting, you know, walking off the first tee and getting the impression of the guys from Texas on every hole, and just they were in awe of the golf course. I mean, absolute awe. I mean, I think they probably heard about it, but until you're out here and around it, they just had no idea. So I think they were blown away with how beautiful and how great a golf course it really is. So
one of the comments,
even though they're from Texas.
Yeah, one of the comments say, yeah, that's right. One of the comments they told me is that just when you stand on the tee, it just looks like somebody painted a picture.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And that's the neatest thing I see about this place is it just seems like everything fits. Not only did Mr. Stevens pick a beautiful piece of property, you know, he and Mr. Fazio, you know, they made everything fit into the natural surroundings. There, nothing looks out of place. You go to golf courses, big golf courses. This is a big golf course. But, you know, they have to contrive things, and this place is just fits perfectly.
Real quick, what was your favorite view? I want to say 7, if I remember right. You can see the see off in the river. Is it
7,
6? I'm trying to
5,
remember.
5, yeah. The back of 5.
Yeah.
And 10
tee box.
Yeah.
Tee
box.
Yeah,
yeah.
Beautiful.
It's awesome. Yeah.
14's got the best view off the tee, though, I think. 14 is beautiful.
Gentlemen, good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks
New
for
Arkansas
us.
Proud.
Thank you.
We're
thank
pulling for
we
you.
Big Suey.